Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. You can always submit your questions anonymously. You will remain to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. And every Friday, I'll read your questions and give you bad advice. You can watch this podcast on YouTube and Facebook. Listen on Apple Podcasts and the other place where Androids get their stuff. And Spotify, too. First question. Dear Kev. Dear Kev, I lived a pretty hard life growing up, and by the time I was 16, I was a hooker and hooked on drugs, mainly crack. I've had 5 children, had my firstborn son at 13, but unfortunately they were taken away from me, and I have no contact with them. I'm not that person anymore. I'm 32, I've been clean for exactly 8 years this October, and I don't want to dwell on my past. Whenever I first start dating a guy, I give it 6-7 months, then break out the "I used to have sex for money" talk. Do I really have to do it? Does it even matter? No one has ever given me the "I used to be a cashier" speech. Does my past life have to be discussed? Do I have to mention having 5 children by 21 years old? I don't want to bring any of this up because you can see their opinion on you change in your eyes even as you speak. I want to have more children and raise them and lead a normal, happy life, but it's hard when they find out you used to suck, for a hit. Any advice? Accept Jesus into your heart, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, all of our previous life was washed away. Who cares about crack sex and multiple children? Sins are gone. Be baptized. When you come up out of that water, the whole life stays wet. When you're dry, you're free. As long as you're tested clean and you don't have any sexually transmitted venereal diseases, move forward with your life. I don't tell people what I used to do. Who cares? If I was single and dating, I don't bring up I used to work at Burger King. You'd be like, "Hey, I used to work at Burger King." Like, "Oh, I want to break up with you." It's the same thing. I was a crack addict and I had sex for money and I have like 5 kids that I don't talk to that much. People are going to judge you for that. Who among us didn't have cracked out sex when we were young and multiple children that we don't keep in contact with us? I mean, who are we to judge? I once stole a pair of shoes in 10th grade. Basically the same thing you did. At least in the eyes of the Lord, you're forgiven. Why bring up the past? You're 30, 35 years old, man, who cares? As long as you're clean, move in freedom. Listen, you don't have to lie, okay? You just got to find creative ways to answer that question. Nobody's going to ask you straight out, "Hey, did you used to have crack addicted sex for money?" No. I mean, yes, but why would you ask that? That's not a first date question. Do you have any children that you lost contact with, the state took over, that you don't see anymore? People don't ask that. They might ask you how many sexual partners you have. You'd be like, "Boy, don't you even, girl, before you knew me." Just leave it at that. Let his mind wonder. Is that 5? Is that 577 in a fooling running business? Who's to judge? Who even knows? Who even cares? You're putting too much pressure on yourself. We were all young. Oh, we smoked the weed. We drank the drink. We had sex for money. We were addicted to crack. It's all the same. Relax in the freedom of your past. This was all pre-social media. If it ain't on the gram, it don't even exist. Is there tweet proof? Did you tweet about it? Can we cancel your previous tweets? If this was prior to MySpace, girl, you are safe. And you're anonymous. Nobody even knows you had crack sex. Put it down, crackhead. Put it down, crackhead. There's a real gospel song right there. I'm going to send it to you, Greg, so you can put it right there. It was Hezekiah Walker. Next question. So, my son's breath is stinking. He's a very handsome little guy, but his breath can make him a very ugly little guy one day. I have to tell him to brush his teeth multiple times a day, throughout the day. Just now, he ate a glazed donut and his breath still stank. What should I do? Here's the thing about parenthood and children. You're actually responsible for their dental health. If your kid's breath stank, it's because you're poor parenting. It's like a baby's neck. You know, babies, when their necks stink, it ain't the baby's fault. The parents got to wipe the neck. You know, the necks, you smell like sour milk. I know your house is dirty. You don't wash your baby's neck. Listen, kids will be musty and disgusting if you let them. My kids, if I didn't tell them to get in the shower, Heaven knows when they would do it. They'd be like, man, they ain't said nothing in weeks. I'm going to see how long I could let this go. They'd be coming in the house smelling like raw onion factory. I came home from a week cruise. My brother-in-law must have not told my kids to take a shower ever. My son was rolled up in the covers. I was like, fam, are you making whoppers in here? Take a shower. He was like, ah, you got me. Uncle Greg ain't really said nothing, but I figured y'all was going to come in and smell the musk. I ain't going to hold y'all. I'm going to go ahead and jump in, but it's been at least since Thursday. Greg felt like if they ain't got to go to school, who cares if they're musty? What's a little must amongst men? I can't blame the children for that. They're kids. Here's the other thing. You got to make sure your kids floss, and you got to take them to the dentist. Teach them how to floss. Until they're adults, we are responsible for their hygiene. So I know you want to put it off on the kid, his musty mouth, because of you. Sit there, teach him how to floss in between the crevices, brush his tongue, mouthwash it up, watch his diet, and otherwise, it's your fault. I'm going to tell you right now, people in your neighborhood, they're laughing at you. They're like, man, you know what? Her son breath stank. She got some nerve letting that baby smell around the whole neighborhood. He out here burning trees down, starting wildfires in California. He got dragon breath. He is Drogon, Viserion. Okay? He's on Game of Thrones burning the whole cities down. For what? What did those people do to you in King's Landing, Daenerys? You said you would never kill innocent people. Then you rode a six-year-old and had his mouth burn the whole village down. These people didn't even have no weapons. That's what your child is. He's Drogon breath in the mouth. Burning down the Iron Throne. And it is your responsibility. Only you can prevent yuck mouth. Don't blame that kid. If your kid's musty, stinking, dirty necked, it's all on you. Until they graduate high school. Then they move out on their own. They're musty. They're musty. Till then, that's on you, playboy or playgirl. Next question. Dear Kev, my grandfather is cheating. He's texting her all the time and sending her money. He's the pastor of a church, and she's part of another church in an entirely different state. Oh, and by the way, she's married too. Has a husband and kids. I found out from eavesdropping and looking at the text through his Samsung watch. He sends her pictures of the food he eats and pictures of him at church. He texts her he loves her. What should I do? Is that what old people nudes are? Like, girl, let me tell you what. I had some greens this morning that would blow your mind. You hear me? Look at this cornbread that I baked, girl. I'm thinking of you. Old people be old because don't nobody want to see that saggy body. You hear me? Woo! I've been in the gym with some older people. First of all, they're way too free to be naked. Okay, balls hanging down. He done tucked them in the bottom of his socks. Like, hold on, man. Your balls is in your socks. He's like, yeah, man, that's the only way I keep them safe. Okay? Listen. He's up there in age. What's a little cheat? Amongst old people, it's cute. You know that STDs really run rampant in senior communities. You know, they be living in like Green Garden Hills and stuff, and there'd be a whole bunch of old people in there in the twilight years of their life. They be having the sex. You hear me? They're like, look, I might die tomorrow, so I'm gonna live tonight. You hear what I'm talking about, girl? Let me tell you, when I was a young man, I could do a thing or two. Now I can think about a thing or two. But I got this venereal disease. If you want it, it don't really matter. We up out of here soon anyway. You think Betty White ain't out here getting smashed? Betty White is getting dropped down off. She's a golden girl for show. You hear me? She don't know how much time she lets you like, come on over here, Charles. There's a black man named Charles pulling up in a Buick Skylark, beating the brakes off Betty White right now to this day. To this day. And you want to hold your grandfather back because he's a little bit of a pastor? As long as he repents of his sin, he's fine. Just like the lady from the first question. Let him have a little sex, man. He's been serving the Lord his whole life. Okay, and let that other lady be free indeed. This is the Lord's problem. Okay? He loves her. Don't do nothing. Let these adults be adults. Mind your business. This is why they used to tell us to mind our business. It's none of our business. We don't have the skills to deal with this type of stuff. But if you want the right skills, visit Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a longtime passion project, challenging yourself to go get outside your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has a class for you. One thing I've been going on Skillshare right now and doing is learning graphic design. I do a lot of merch, and some of my designs are pretty simple, but I don't know how to use Photoshop and do any type of designs or typography or anything like that. So I went on Skillshare. I was like, look, for some of these things, I don't need to pay a designer. I got the vision. I just don't know how to do it. So I go on Skillshare, and I learn how to use Photoshop. And guess what? Now I'm saving money and increasing my knowledge. You want to know how to edit, how to write, how to do design, all that stuff? You don't have to go to YouTube only. I know YouTube is free. It's cool. But it don't be really talented people on there. Skillshare has the best top of the line professionals. And right now, you can join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering Dear Kev on Stage listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/dear. Again, Skillshare.com/dear. That's D-E-A-R. To start your 2 months now, Skillshare.com/dear. You hear me? What I said. Next question. Dear Kev, my husband and I have been married for 4 months now, and I'm ready to get a divorce already. We dated for 12 years and before we got married, and now I don't want to be with him anymore. I feel bad and embarrassed because we've been together all this time, and now I made the decision that I want to be alone. I don't want to be in any type of relationship. I was 16 when we met, and I feel like I never got a chance to get to know my true self. Before we got married, I tried to break up with him plenty of times, but he always gave me sweet talks and made promises that he would do better. We have 2 kids together, and I would hate to break up our family, but all I want is love and happiness in my life, and I'm not going to get it being married to him. It seems like my dad still takes care of me. He doesn't sleep with me at night. He didn't even dance with me at our wedding other than our first and last dance. So he did dance with you. Women. But yet he says he loves me and I want to spend the rest of my life with me. I love him too, but I'm not in love with him. I honestly think he only married me because we have kids together just so he can say I'm his wife. But I'm tired. I'm 28 years old and refuse to live the rest of my life in unhappiness. Am I being selfish for wanting to be alone? At least for a year or two before I start dating again. Should I be ashamed for wanting to divorce so soon? I haven't spoken to him about this yet. Wait, what, girl? I haven't spoken to him about this yet because before we got married, we said divorce wouldn't be an option, but I can't take it anymore. Please give me your advice and feedback what you think I should do. Girl, you are divorced. You are mentally divorced. You just haven't went up to the courthouse and said, nah, fam, no more with him. That's all you haven't done. You don't love this man. You don't want to be with this man. It don't seem like you ever loved him. It seemed like you just had 2 sexes and 2 kids, and now you feel stuck. This is what I call a jagged edge marriage. Meet me at the altar in your white dress. We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do this. This is a might as well get married. We got 2 kids. We're getting older. Rent's high. Your family likes me. Are you being selfish? Yes. But we're selfish people. Human beings are selfish. That's why we're destroying Earth. We live on this planet and we're like, fam, I don't care. I want plastic straws. If turtles die, turtles die. That ain't my problem. I'm not a turtle. Same thing you're doing in your marriage. You're throwing a plastic straw in the ocean of your life. And your husband's a turtle. He's swimming along, choking on a plastic straw. He doesn't know what's going on. Here's the thing also, y'all be seeing red flags and being like, nah, we good. You think it's going to be better. You lasted 4 months. You had 1 season and a little bit of the next season. Y'all got married in June, and by October, you were like, man, psych. I didn't really want to be married to you. Let this man go find his happiness. You're sad. He's probably sad. He probably emailed me already. I just haven't seen it yet. Let that man go. Save the world some trauma. That's why me and my wife on the Love Hour podcast that comes out on Thursday on Apple Podcasts and other places, we always say divorce is an option. Just saying divorce is not an option doesn't make it not an option. It is illegal. It's not even frowned upon anymore. You're more frowned upon for staying in a marriage. Get cheated on and stay. People are going to roast you in their group chats. They might not tell you, but in your group chat, you're getting lit up. There she go again, loving him. You see what we do to Offset and Cardi B? We're doing that to you in our group chats. Twitter is just a group chat of the world. And right now somebody's saying, man, I know who this is. This is me. I hate my husband and I want to be free. Be free. Leave him. Be alone. Get Hulu Plus. Watch Disney stuff. This is your life. Forget them kids. Kids be, parents be getting divorced all the time. They'll be fine. They're going to be a little messed up. You can't raise kids perfectly anyway. You did the best you could. Once again, you can always email me your questions. DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Everybody remains anonymous, especially with questions like these. I wouldn't even want to put y'all like this. You hear me what I said? Hey, Kev. This January, I met a truly amazing person. After a few months, I mustered up the courage to ask her out. Our relationship has been going steady ever since, but I have yet to disclose with her my sexuality or religious views. I identify as bisexual and agnostic. As an aficionado of black love, my question to me is, when should I tell her, or should I tell her at all? I think it's fair to tell someone you're dating that you're attracted to both sexes and you don't believe the Lord exists. If I'm not mistaken, agnostic means I'm not saying there is a God, I'm not saying there ain't a God. I think atheists believe ain't no God, ain't no higher power. Agnostic is like, man, I don't know, but I don't know. Seems like you're feeling that way. If this is an important part to her, you got to tell her. Or just lie forever. People be lying. Let me tell you what. We underestimate the power of a good lie. You could have a 20-year marriage before you get caught being bisexual. She's going to be like, man, you've been gay this whole time? And you could be like, you know what? I asked Kevin. He said lie. It's fine. Hopefully, I'll live in a mansion by now. And I'll be like, I don't even remember that video. Lying is okay. Lie to your spouses. People do it all the time. I was watching a video. It was like a TED Talk, but they didn't have the money to be a TED Talk. It was like a Teddy Talk. It was like a Teddy Chat. And they were, this lady said human beings lie 14 to 100 times a day. We be lying. We outright lie. We conceal. We cover up. We deflect. We be lying. In relationships, we lie all the time. My wife asked me, was that spaghetti salty? I'd be like, mm-mm. I can feel my blood pressure going through the roof. I can feel it. Yes, it's salty. When you sneak away, I wash the spaghetti off a little bit. I don't want to hurt her feelings. She hates when I season her food. So I'll be like, man, I'm finna go check on something. And I'll be going in the bathroom with my food and putting a little salt on it. When it's either too salty or not salty enough with her. Never in between. Do I tell her that? No, because I love her and because she doesn't watch this show. She'll never find this out. She didn't watch all my podcasts. She told me the truth. I wish she would have lied about that. You're better off lying about being bisexual and telling the truth about religion. People can accept a little gay. Just a little bi. I just don't want to be lonely. But you don't believe in God? Come on, man. Are you crazy? What do I look like? An agnost? What are agnostic people called? Agnost? Agnostiites? Agnostisms? I don't know. I believe in Jesus. Huh? I don't know why y'all watch this show. This is the dumbest thing I do. Dear Kev, I still love my ex. It hurts me so much to finally admit it. 23 hours a day, I think about her, even in my dreams. I tried being with other people. I've tried just looking for temporary escapes. My friends say it's a good thing she's gone, but honestly, I'm so lost without having her. Someone who knows me, I want to ask her for me to take her back. Even when her family's on board, what should I do? Would you help me get her back? No, man, I don't know you. I don't know her. I'm not finna lend my influence to help her go back to you. Maybe you're terrible. You know what? Remember when Robin Thicke and Paula Patton broke up and he was like, y'all, I released the whole album to get her back. Will y'all help me? We was like, no, man, we don't care about you. You ain't made a hot song in months. Now, if he would have asked for her back off the heels of Lost Without You, we'd have been like, man, Paula, take him back. But it was like 3 years later. He hadn't had a hit. We was like, nah, we don't really care if y'all get back together now. Your music ain't hitting no more. Nobody bought that album. She just didn't take him back. She just went on with her life. She booked more movies, and I ain't seen Robin Thicke in years. This is what happens with heartbreak. See? He misunderstood the black community. He was like, I can do anything. No, you can't. Okay? You're Robin Thicke in this scenario. You're just going to have to deal with this pain. She don't want you no more, fam. Move on. Love somebody else. Be single. Maybe you can be with the lady who hates her husband after 4 months of relationship. She's going to be looking for love soon. My wife said this. Sometimes when you have a relationship that goes wrong, you still are left with dealing with the unfinished business of loving that person. And just because you love them doesn't mean you're going to get them back or you deserve them back. Let that woman go. I'm not helping you at all. I don't know you. I don't know if that's the best thing for you or for her. And I'm sorry, man. The thing that you probably needed was better sex. And you could have had it if you lose Blue Chew. You can increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed when you use Blue Chew. Listen up. Go to BlueChew.com. That's a blue like the color chew. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable gummy with the same FDA-approved ingredient as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, huh? They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. I was just on a 7-day cruise with my wife. Took a 5-pack of Blue Chew. Gone on day 2. You hear me? That was like, the boat is rocking. Is it a storm? No, it's 17106. That's our cabin number. Blue Chew got this band rocking left to right. You hear me? Round 1, that's me. Round 2, that's Blue Chew. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I did. And I'm not ashamed. I don't have ED, but if you did, that's fine too. I just wanted to knock it out of the park. You know, I was Mark McGuire. I could hit a home run. But with Blue Chew, I could hit a home run almost all the time. And that's why I take it. I want to feel like a man. I want to feel the strength of the bull. You can feel that strength too. Right now, I got a special deal for me and my listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use my special promo code DEAR. Just pay $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code DEAR to try it for free. Blue Chew is a better, cheaper, faster choice. And I want to thank them for sponsoring the podcast. Next question. You can always submit these questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com. Your man anonymous. Don't worry. Dear Kev, my boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years and we're madly in love with each other. There are no big problems in our relationship, but sometimes I feel ashamed of going out with him. People tell me he's ugly, including my family. After a while, I start to think the same thing. Although I find him very attractive, he isn't my average type, whether it be looks or personality traits, but I do love him and everything he does for me. So how do I ignore everyone else and focus on what we have? Let me tell you what. Ugly is relative. Lonely is absolute. You hear me? You looking at that ugly man? Who cares? Are people ugly when the lights are off? No. As long as their breathing is normal, if he's ugly and he's like,
I love you,
then it's weird. Let ugly people win. Marry them. Love. An ugly man gonna love you better than a handsome man. Ugly men know they don't have many more options out there in the world. They're not finna lose this. Although on second thought, Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. But he's ugly and rich. That's different. Ugly and regular, them people don't, we don't, they listen, we ain't pushing no chips in. Ugly and rich, they feel away. Who cares about your family? Are they going to keep you warm at night when you haven't had love in months or years? Or is that ugly man going to breathe down your neck and put a hole in your back? Huh? Who's going to pay your bills? Who's going to snuggle up with you? Who's going to be the little spoon? Because you don't want them to be the big spoon and they breathing all on your neck with their fangs and stuff. Let that ugly man in. Let him love you. Let him be your friend. Don't worry about what your family says. Some of your family probably ugly. Let me tell you what. People be ugly. And they be being in love. You ever walk down the street and seen an ugly man with a beautiful woman? He'd be like, fam. He knows. He looks in the mirror. He'd be like, man, still? She's still with me? Dang. This is crazy. You hear me? Well, taking a chance again today. That's fine. Ugly people be knowing. Ugly women too. He's doing all this stuff for you. It's unfair that he's not your average type. Throw type into the wind. You don't need a type. You just need somebody who types, I love you. Huh? You see that? That was wordplay. Unless your family's going to make love to you, who cares what they think? If y'all don't live in Arkansas, you're fine. Last question, guys. Dear Kev, my girlfriend and I live over 5 hours away from each other. We've been together almost 3 years now, and I want to make her my wife so we can end this long-distance relationship. I want to wake up to her every day and do life with her. So, how do you think I should propose to her? Let me tell you what. You know who's killing the proposal game? High school students at prom. They are proposing better than men. Grown men. They don't even have the resources. I say, do this. Take her to the mall. Go to Panda Express. Hide the ring in some General Tso's chicken. Be like, let me get a General Tso's large. Open that up. She goes to eat it. Bites on the ring. Oh my gosh, what is this? These people make the a diamond ring in my favorite type of chicken. I love you. Listen, you can't go for grandiose. You're not going to be more expensive than people who have lots of money or Nigerians. Nigerians have all this money for weddings and proposals. You're not going to beat them. So you got to go for creative and memorable. What's memorable? Getting your wedding ring infused into mall Chinese food. That is a story you want to hear at a party. Daddy, what was your proposal? Boy, I done put that wedding ring in some General Tso's chicken. You hear me? Fried rice, chow mein. That's how I met your mother. Oh, I loved her. Yes, I did. Oh, I broke a tooth, all right. Now she just got a missing side tooth. A lot of people do it. It's fine. Now she got a gold tooth, reminder of my love. That's how you propose. That's memorable. That's going to get you in the Hall of Fame of proposals. All right? I love y'all. I'm going to see you next week. Remember, this show can't happen without you. Send me your questions. DearKev@KevOnStage.com. I'll give you the best, worst advice I could ever give. I'll see you on Fridays on Apple Podcasts and YouTube and Facebook and also Stitcher Podcasts and Spotify. Okay, bye.